So, Stephen, why do you think we shouldn't wear bow ties?
We're here in Seattle, and we're not in the same hotel room, by the way. You just dropped by.
Why do you feel the need to emphasize that?
I just want to make sure that it's clear. It wasn't so clear when we were in Cambridge. When I was flipping through the channels, and they had a guy talking there on the news in a bow tie, and I was thinking, like, well, I could kind of see you in a bow tie. But then I thought, like, I could see me in a bow tie, too. But then I thought it was a big mistake for both of us. It's not a fashion thing that would look good with us at all.
I think bow ties are only acceptable under one circumstance.
Yes.
And that is tuxedo situation.
Oh, that's true. I never thought of the tuxedo situation.
It's very classy in a tuxedo situation, but it has to be black or white.
There is a bar that went to in New York when we right before the Cambridge show.
Uh-huh.
Right, we went to New York. I went to New York first to meet the Simon & Schuster people, and all the guys in the bar wear bow ties. And it's a book bar. It is like for publishers, and that's why I think it may be a look in the publishing world.
I just don't think a grown man should wear a bow tie, again, unless it's a tuxedo situation.
Did you have to wear a bow tie as a child?
Rarely.
Did your parents put you one to go to church?
I think they would use ties instead, you know?
My parents put me in a bow tie going to a synagogue, and I felt humiliated. I felt like it was...
Even back then, there was something violent and visceral about the idea of using a bow tie.
I think so.
That even a child could understand.
I think so.